Thank you, Jeremiah. That's hard to imagine, isn't it? It's hard for me to imagine. Listen to that song. God incarnate in the form of a young child born on this earth, leaving glory because God so loved us. Amen, brother. You said it. Thank you, Jesus. Came to this world for the sole purpose to seek and to save that which was lost because he loved us. Amen. Amen and amen. Last week, we talked about the wise men that were seeking Jesus and why they were so wise. Wednesday night, we talked about those shepherds, how they were the first missionaries. They went out and told people after what they'd found out. They told people what they discovered. They told people what had been revealed to them. And they were I titled it the original missionaries. Well, this morning we're going to talk about the original Christmas couple. You probably figure that out pretty quick. But you know, our text is going to come from Matthew chapter 1. Verses 18 through 25. But we're not going to read that just yet. I'd planned on it, but I got led a different way as we're sitting down. I was looking at the bulletin. And if you'd rise, it's right there in the bulletin. You can turn with your Bibles if you'd like. Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33. Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33. The Word of God says, "And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end." There's kingdom, there shall be no end. That's comforting thoughts when you think about, especially that last verse there is what really spoke to me. We know he was born. We've heard the story, read the story time and time again in our Bibles. And we know why he came. If you've been in church any length of time. And his kingdom shall be no end. And if you've trusted him, the same goes for you this morning. But in our Bible, in our lesson this morning, we're going to talk about the original Christmas couple. And if I'd like to start us off in prayer, if y'all pray with me. Dear Lord, we're just thanking you for this morning, thanking you for the opportunity again to come into your house, worship you. Lord, lift up praises to you. Lord, I pray that as we fellowship and come together, that it'll be a sole purpose for bringing you honor and glory. Lord, I pray that everything is done here this morning brings you honor and glory. Lord, I just ask you to speak through me this morning. Lord, help me to relay what you've given me earlier this week, and I pray that it would be clear and understandable. Just I pray you'd have your will and your way this morning of all things. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. When you think about famous couples, you know, we can come up with a lot of different things. You know, if you're older, like Rusty, you probably know, you know, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, right? That's a famous couple, man. Everybody knew them. If you said that name, everybody. For you younger folks, you probably don't know who that is, or if you did, you probably hadn't seen it. You know, there's lots of famous couples throughout. You know, a lot of them, I don't have no idea who the famous ones are now. I don't really keep track of that kind of stuff. But you know, in my day, it was all kinds of different people. You know, Sonny and Cher, I can remember them. You know, everybody watched any TV back in that Chico remember Sonny and Cher. Brother Richard, you probably remember Sonny and Cher. And you know, for kids, it might have been Ken and Barbie, you know, something like that. Or Fred Flintstone and Wilma. Wasn't that her name, Wilma? Yeah, those were famous couples, I guess you'd say. Well, the Bible had lots of famous couples also. You know, we can start way back at the beginning of Adam and Eve. They were probably the first, or they were the first couple. If you think about famous first couples, Samson and Delilah, they weren't all that, but they were still a famous couple. And Ruth and Boaz, well, we think about those two, and the kinsman redeemer, and boy, it's such a picture of Christ to look at, if you read that part of Scripture, and you can see God all through that, and you can see Jesus in there. And we can't forget Abraham and Sarah, right? Boy, I tell you, when you think about their faithfulness through the years, just waiting on God's promise to be fulfilled. And David and Bathsheba, we can see redemption in that. Even though it was sin, we see redemption through David's life. And the New Testament, Ananias and Sapphira, and Priscilla and Aquila. There's some ones that come to my mind when I think about couples in the New Testament. But probably the most intriguing or the most interesting couple that I find in the New Testament will be Joseph and Mary. When you think about their life and what they did and what they went through, the gift they would share together was a gift of God's grace in choosing these two young people to be the earthly father and mother of the Christ child. You know, as Jeremiah sang that song, I hadn't even heard him sing it at the house. I know he'd been out there practicing a couple times, but I hadn't heard what it was, and I thought, man, that's just wonderful. It goes along right what we're going to talk about this morning. Jesus is the Savior of the whole earth, but was born to just humble, meek parents. The gift and the grace by which God chose them did not come without challenge. It was a challenge to that young couple. Imagine me this morning, just for a moment, if you would, how it would be to be in their shoes back in that day and what they went through, what that original Christmas couple, if you want to call it, I like to call it, went through. To have walked in their shoes is the most precious thing God could chose Joseph and Mary to do, to put their faith to the test, to build their faith. And this morning, I'd like to read with you Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And let's see how God was at work in the life of Joseph and Mary. The Bible says, now the birth of Jesus was on this wise, when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for thou which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus. Imagine that. Imagine what that must have been like, the task that was set before these two young folks. A task given to them technically before they were even married. The Bible says that they were betrothed to one another. They were espoused. They weren't, the marriage hadn't been consummated. They weren't officially completely married. The task that was given to them. How much do we really know about these two people? The original Christmas couple. Consider Joseph. We probably know even less about him than we do about his helpmeet, Mary. Matthew chapter 1, verse 16 tells us that Joseph's father's name was Jacob. In chapter 1, verse 16, it says, and Jacob begat Joseph, husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Matthew chapter 13, verse 55 tells us that Joseph was a carpenter, one working with wood. It says, is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? If we read the first 17 verses of Matthew chapter 1, we can trace Jesus' genealogy, showing Joseph to be clearly of the family of David. Traces him all the way to Jesus. Yet perhaps one of the best things that the Bible says about Joseph, recorded in Scripture in Matthew chapter 1:19, it says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. The Bible calls him a just man, or if you would say, a righteous man. But what about Mary? we could certainly call Mary one of the most well-known women of the Bible, of the New Testament anyway. We really don't know a whole lot about her. We really don't know a whole lot about the mother of Jesus. We know a little bit more than Joseph. We know that she was a young daughter of a Jewish family, probably poor, and she was clearly tied to the ancestry of David. If we look in Luke chapter 3, verse 23, it says, "And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli," verse 24, "which was the son of Matthat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Janna, which was the son of Joseph." And we go all the way down there to verse 31. It says, "which was the son of Mela, which was the son of Menon, which was the son of Matthai, which was the son of Nathan, which was the son of David." So through Mary's lineage, we traced it all the way back to King David also, which all goes all the way back, but beyond that, to Abraham. But if you'll notice there, in verse 23, it says, "And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, and was supposed the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli." Now, if we see over here in Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, it gives a little different lineage of Joseph, doesn't it? It says here, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. He begat Isaac and begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas." And it goes all the way there. Let's pick it up in, let's see. And verse 16, it says, "And begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, who was born of Jesus." And he said that Jacob, it says, "Elud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Madden, and Madden begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph." Little different genealogy. I've heard often people use that as an argument about the Bible not being true. But if we read this in light of Scripture and about the whole order of Scripture, we know that Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 18 is indeed the lineage of Joseph. But Luke chapter 3, verse 23 is the lineage of Mary. When it says there, "And Jesus began to be about 30 years of age, as was supposed the son of Joseph, which he was the son of Heli." You never saw in Scripture where they listed, and such was the son of such and such, and his mother was such and such. The women's name were never listed. You see, if we were to read that nowadays, we'd say, "which was the son-in-law of Levi." Mary was the offspring. You see, two genealogies show both parents were descended of David. Joseph through Solomon, one of them was the offspring of Solomon from David, and thus inheriting the legal right to the throne all the way down to Jesus. Mary through Nathan, one of the other sons of David. And let's see, I got messed up here. And she carried the seed of David. You see, Solomon's son, if you look at the ancestry, you know, he was disqualified. Nathaniel was disqualified because of improprieties, right? So we got both lines of the seed of David there to give one a legal right and one a birthright. He was the king, meant to be king. He was certainly qualified. The most agree historically that Mary was likely somewhere around the age of 15 when she was betrothed to Joseph. We can be certain about this, that Mary was submissive and full of faith concerning God's will. When she was told by an angel Gabriel that she would conceive a child, her response was this in Luke chapter 1, 38. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. That's a pretty submissive woman right there, I believe. So God chose to use these two individuals full of righteousness, grace, and love of God. God chose them to be the parents of the child who would truly bring God's love to all people. I want you to consider with me this morning three things about the original Christmas couple, about Joseph and Mary. Three things. I want you to consider the test of their faith, the trust in their father, and their triumph over the future. Firstly, the test of their faith. In verse 18, it says of Mary, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise.